One of the goals today is, I know that whatever I say people will forget. I hope that you look at the paper. I try to provide a paper that is about 35 pages, and I hope it'll be a guide that you can use in your everyday practice, whether you're a planner or a lawyer. So let me get started with some of the basic concepts of zoning. First is, what's zoning? Well, zoning is just generally dividing your city into districts, and you have different rules and regulations for each of those districts. The majority of what it is what Kim talked about. You zone in accordance with your comprehensive plan. You just have regulations for your residential district, industrial district, manufacturing, whatever it may be. You have specific use regulations. Now, Kim and I obviously went to the same database to look at pictures, old pictures of the U.S. in the late 1800s. This is actually New York City and Washington, D.C. You know what? New York, our son lives in New York, and I don't know if it's changed much from that. But those are the types of conditions that zoning was to address when it came forward. And it got started a little more than 100 years ago with the City Beautiful movement around the country. And what it is, that was kind of the precursor to modern planning. Activists pressed for things that we never think of, paved streets, sidewalks, street lighting, trees, gardens, parks, and attractive residential areas. As you recall, back in the days of the Chicago fire, you had buildings that were made, large buildings that were made out of wood. Where President Lincoln got nominated in Chicago, the wigwam actually burned down. And so you had these buildings that were not made of great materials, mostly wood. They burned down. You had the Chicago fire. You had the San Francisco earthquake. You had those types of things that occurred. And buildings didn't last long.